Day by day, tell the Father your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers, for how He delights in that child spirit which brings us day by day to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." The masterpiece of prayer is that model which Jesus gave to teach us how to pray. It begins with the highest aspirations of which the human heart is capable, saying, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." But then the prayer makes a sudden and strange turn, for the next petition is, "Give us this day our daily bread." I say this seems a strange petition. Those coming before are spiritual, ethereal, supernal. This one is earthly, physical, and generally uninspiring. And yet, it is not a strange petition at all. It recognizes that man is a spirit who has a body. It recognizes that man does not live by bread alone, but that man does live by bread. The petition suggests there is no spiritual value in that asceticism which denies the body its needs. It suggests, too, that it is proper and right for us to pray about physical things. What a simple little petition. Give us this day our daily bread. And yet there are seven great truths here which may be gleaned from this petition. First, this petition teaches that God recognizes our physical needs. There is nothing sinful about the needs of the physical body. After all, God has made us like this. Jesus said anxiety about what shall we eat or what shall we drink or how shall we be clothed is useless because your heavenly Father knoweth ye have need of all these things. Seek His kingdom first, Jesus said, and all these physical things shall be added unto you. God fed Elijah under the juniper tree. He fed Israel in her wilderness journey. He feeds the birds of the air. So why should it seem improper to pray to Him about our physical needs? It is right and good. Talk to God about your health, your food, where you live, and like matters. For God is concerned about your physical needs. Second, the petition teaches our daily bread comes from God. It is said a lad was visiting his friend at mealtime. The family gathered around the table, bowed their heads, and prayed. The little lad was not accustomed to such behavior and asked his friends what was happening. The reply was, "We were thanking God for our food. Don't your family thank God for the food He gives you?" And the lad replied, "God doesn't give us any. My dad works like a dog for everything we have." Well, this is the attitude of far too many people, like a pig eating acorns under the tree, they never look up to see where the blessings come from. The Bible makes it clear, saying, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Man works for his livelihood, of course, but it is God who causes him to prosper and to have sufficient wealth to provide for his needs. Yes, our daily bread comes from God. Third, this petition teaches that we are recipients of God's bounty. Our physical needs must be met day by day. If to ask for daily bread today, then this means we come back tomorrow and ask again. Will God not get impatient with us and tired of our oft asking? Why, not at all. Remember how Jesus taught us to address Him in prayer? Hear Him again. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father." In later teachings on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches that God deals with us as a loving Father deals with the children who are the delight of His heart. Because of this relationship, the Apostle Paul urges us, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." All the resources of heaven and all the fullness of earth are available to supply your needs. So, day by day, tell the Father your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers, for how He delights in that child spirit which brings us day by day to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Fourth, this petition teaches that we must live one day at a time. The just shall live by faith. This is a great Bible principle. In the physical realm, it means we trust God day by day for the supply of our needs. It does not take great reserves of supplies to give the believer assurance. For Jesus taught, "Take no thought," that is to say, do not be filled with anxiety for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. God exercises constant care of His own. The manna fell in the wilderness in sufficient quantities to supply the needs of Israel for one day. It could not be kept pure overnight, except on the Sabbath day. But God was teaching Israel to trust Him day by day. He would teach us the same lesson. It'll be a great victory when you can awake in the morning with a note of assurance saying, "Good morning, Jesus. I love you. I do not know what this day holds for me, but I'm confident that you are perfectly competent to handle whatever happens. And so I thank you in advance for what you will be doing in my life today." Live one day at a time with a confident trust in God. He is faithful. Fifth, this petition teaches that we must cultivate a thankful heart. Why pray, "Give us this day our daily bread"? Well, because each day's supply comes from God. Then what should be our attitude in having food and raiment and shelter for today? We should thank Him who made it available to us. This is why we say a prayer of thanks before we eat our food. God has given us for this day our daily bread, and we're thankful. So our hearts cry out, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Anything less than a thankful heart means one is possessed with a wicked indifference towards God's provision. Never forget that it is our loving Father who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So pray with a thankful heart, "Give us this day our daily bread." Sixth, this petition teaches we must include others in our prayers. Have you observed that there are no first-person singular pronouns in the model prayer? Not one time does Jesus teach us to pray using "I" or "me," "my" or "mine." Always the petitions are expressed in the plural. It is "our" and "us." Jesus teaches us that prayer must always include others. It is never to be selfish. It is to love our neighbor as ourself when we approach God. Hence, we must pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." And thus we pray for our needs and for the needs of all mankind. Seventh, this petition teaches us that we must work for what we get. For prayer for daily bread is no substitute for honest labor. Quite the contrary, the Bible sets forth the principle, "If any would not work, neither should he eat." God makes no distinction between types of labor. Working in a plush office is no more honorable than digging a ditch. To sweep a room is as honorable as ruling a kingdom if we do it in the will of God. Christianity holds strongly to a work ethic, for this is the teaching of God. This petition of the model prayer is recorded by both Matthew and Luke. They use slightly different grammatical forms in expressing the sentiment. Matthew says we should pray God to give in one act what is needed for this day. Luke says we should pray God to give continuously day by day until there is no tomorrow. Now both make a significant contribution to the meaning of the petition. Matthew assures us that God will take care of our needs today. Luke adds, "Yes, that's true. And if there is a tomorrow, God will take care of our needs then also." How spiritual, how religious, how childlike for us to pray to our Heavenly Father, "Give us this day our daily bread."